Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. The text for our message today, as we continue through 1 Corinthians, comes from chapter 16, verses 1 through 12. Paul writes, "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I directed the churches of Galatia, so you also are to do. On the first day of every week, each of you is to put something aside and store it up as he may prosper, so that there will be no collecting when I come. And when I arrive, I will send those whom you accredit by letter to carry your gift to Jerusalem." And then continuing on, "I will visit you after passing through Macedonia, for I intend to pass through Macedonia, and perhaps I will stay with you or even spend the winter so that you may help me on my journey wherever I go." Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Let's talk about the church. That's what we've been doing for the last almost a year, and we're not quite through yet. There's still another week to go in our sermon series on 1 Corinthians as the handbook or manual for the church. But today we are talking about the church with a capital C, the church. Specifically, we are talking about just how big the church actually is. You see, sitting as we do in our small to mid-sized sanctuary with our small to mid-sized congregation in a small town in rural Kansas, with a pair of other congregations in town and only four other Lutheran churches in our county, it's kind of tempting for us to start thinking of the church and equate it with just Trinity Lutheran Church, McFarland, Kansas. And Trinity absolutely is the church. Anywhere that God's people gather together, he is there with them. And they are the church, capital C, the body of Christ. But we ourselves are not the full extent of the church. I want to repeat that just to make sure that everyone understands it, because that is the message of today's sermon. Trinity is the church, but Trinity is not the full extent of the church. We're going to take these two concepts one at a time. First, that Trinity is the church, and we cannot lose sight of that fact. We are the church. In baptism, we have all been brought together into God's kingdom. We have all entered into his church. He has made us members of his body in Christ. So the church is Trinity Lutheran Church. And if you've ever heard of those DNA testing companies, you take a sample of your DNA, you put it in an envelope, you send it off to a lab, and they test it, and they can look at all of these different genetic things to tell you where your family's from, tell you if you have any family history of cancer or heart disease or all of these things. My mom did that a while back, and actually all it showed us was that these things are still flawed. But if you've ever sent your DNA to one of the companies that test it, you know how little DNA you actually need to send. All you need is just a single cheek swab or a spit sample. Any one cell will contain all the genetic material necessary. Every cell in your body has all the genetic makeup for the entire body. And the same is true of the church. Even the tiniest sample of the church contains the DNA of the church. The smallest group, and Jesus promises in Matthew 18, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them. Even the smallest congregation in the world, two people gathered in Jesus' name, is still the church. The word of God is still being taught. The sacraments are still being administered. The marks of the church, word and sacrament, are there. That is the church. And because Trinity is the church, we do the mission of the church. We help those who are less fortunate than ourselves, as Paul tells the Corinthians to do with the collection for the saints in Jerusalem. We share the love of God with all of those around us. We seek to spread the gospel beyond our four walls. We distribute the sacraments and preach the word and gather to worship. We are absolutely the church, and the church is Trinity Lutheran Church. But that's not the end of this sermon, unfortunately. And that's not the point of Paul's message in 1 Corinthians 16. In fact, Paul's message is so much bigger than just that. The church is bigger than just us. At this point in 1 Corinthians, remember, Paul has gotten past all of the major issues confronting the Corinthian believers, a man living in sin, the question of the Lord's Supper, the question of honor and respect owed to leaders. So now here he is in his conclusion discussing the future of his missionary activities. He is in the middle at this point of supervising a major relief effort by all of the Gentile believers that he has brought into the church, he and his friends, to aid the Jewish believers during a severe famine which was caused by a major drought all through Judea. Because the Jewish Christians had helped the Gentiles to receive the gospel, Paul tells them, the Gentiles should aid the Jewish Christians in their hour of need. And here Paul is also busy in the middle of a missionary journey through Asia Minor and Greece. This is actually his third missionary journey, and brings him to Galatia, to Phrygia, to Ephesus, Macedonia, and then finally back to his home base in Syria. He touched on all of the major early centers of Christianity northeast of the Mediterranean. So this has brought him into contact with hundreds, probably thousands, of people who needed to hear the message and who accepted the gospel in faith, and many more believers who needed the encouragement of seeing how they were connected to this wider body. So Paul is also accompanied on his missionary journey by other helpers, including Sosthenes, whom he mentioned in the salutation at the beginning of 1 Corinthians, Timothy, whom Paul commends here in chapter 16. And while in Corinth, Paul also visits with leading believers in the area. This is a huge endeavor. Paul was certainly concerned about the issues in Corinth, but he was interested in so many other things. So now Paul is on to other matters, such as his future plans. And he wants to see the Corinthians again, but only to stay the winter with them before continuing on his way. So it's important for us to remember as well that the church is bigger than us. The church is bigger than Trinity Lutheran Church and our concerns. Remember, Trinity Lutheran Church is connected to a much larger organism than we just see here. We are connected very closely to St. John Alma because so many of our members have relatives there and because we cooperate with them in supporting the school. We also have connections to the 10 congregations in our circuit, the 160 congregations in our district, the 6,000 congregations in the Missouri Synod. We are all part of that group. Even beyond that, we are connected to 38 partner church bodies around the world, the ones for which we pray during our worship on Sunday mornings. And in fact, the church is even bigger than just that. The church is bigger than just the Lutheran church. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, we are all connected together under one Lord, one faith, one baptism. All of this is also the church. All of this and all of its mission is just as important to God as we here at Trinity Lutheran Church, McFarland, Kansas, with our mission. And folks, in fact, Paul shows us an example of caring for the rest of the church independent of our own concerns. Remember, when Paul was living in Corinth, he did not ask the Corinthians to support him in any way. He received a support from other congregations. Now, however, he is absolutely asking the Corinthians for their physical and financial support, not for himself specifically or for his ministry among them, but for others, support for Timothy and his famine relief effort. support for Paul as he stays with them over the winter, using Corinth as a base for reaching out in the area around them before continuing on in his missionary travels. His focus here and that of the Corinthians as well is not on the Corinthians' own good, but on the good of the church at large, on the good of all those who still need to hear. Timothy's mission is not to help the Corinthians, but to assist the Corinthians in helping the Jewish believers. Paul's mission in visiting them is to encourage the Corinthians, but only because he is visiting and encouraging all of the congregations and planting new congregations where there are none. And in that same way, our interest in the larger church around the world is not based on how it aids and supports us, but on what we can do for them. We don't support St. John Lutheran School because some of our students attend there, or based on the number of students from Trinity attending. We support the school because it serves our community by teaching children to know and love God. And the same with our district. We don't support the district because of what it provides for us, but because the district extends the mission of the church throughout our state and through the synod to the nation and the world. Christ Church is so much bigger than just what we see here. It includes all those across time and space who confess Jesus Christ as Lord, all those whose sins have been covered over by the blood of the Lamb, all those whom God has called to be his people gathered together around his gifts of word and sacrament, all those who have received the Holy Spirit in their baptism and tasted Jesus' body and blood in communion. The church is so much bigger than just this congregation, but we are nevertheless a part of it. We have been brought into the mission of the church, the mission of making disciples of all nations, the mission of baptizing and teaching, the mission of proclaiming God's love and forgiveness to people who desperately need to hear it. That is our mission as the church, and God gives us what we need to carry it out. He gives us his Holy Spirit to enlighten us and strengthen us to carry this message to those who need to hear it, so that he can bring many more into his church through us. And you know what? It's a huge comfort for us that we are not the full extent of the church. It means that we are not alone in this mission. It means that when we are struggling, others are there to support and encourage us. It means that when we are rejoicing, others celebrate with us. We are not the full extent of the church, but we are certainly a part of it. And praise God for that. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.